You're listening to Lost Trail Runner Podcast. This is Ron, coming to you from little town of Lilburn, northeast of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. I do most of my running at Stone Mountain Park, which is located approximately 6 miles from my palatial podcasting studio. My blog is located at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. Let's hit the trail and go running.
And now, here's our host to tell you more about what's coming up next.
This is episode 62 of the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. I have this podcast divided into three sections. I have the morning section when I get up. I have the second section where I go for a walk since I'm injured and I'm not able to run right now. And in the third section, I do my bike trainer workout to a Sufferfest video and using a beginner triathlete training program workout. So I hope you enjoy it, and I want to thank you for downloading and listening to it. Good morning, all. I'm getting ready to go down and have some coffee. It's a cold, cold morning, about 23 degrees outside. A little overcast, it looks like. I gotta get moving today. I've got a 48-minute ride on my bike scheduled. So far, I've done good on my first 2 days of my training program. If I can get into a good pattern riding my bike and get used to it, I'll be okay. I seem to, when I do my bike training, I tend to skip it a lot easier than I do other workouts for some reason. And the thing is, it's right there. You hear my cat? He's a pain in the morning. He doesn't get his food and water. He just goes on and on and on. So I guess I'm gonna have to give him some water. Means it's 9 o'clock there. Put my mic down so I can get the water. Okay. See if this keeps him quiet for a while. I doubt it. There you go, cat. What he really wants is food. I mean, this cat weighs nothing. He's lost weight, old age. He eats nonstop. Open the blinds here. I'm hoping today to ride my bike earlier in the day than I have the past couple of days. Past couple of days, it's been about 5 or 6 in the afternoon when I finally get around to it. If I can do it in the morning and get it over with, then I get a better chance of maintaining my schedule. He comes. He's a pest. Oh, I better go in and check my morning coffee menu on my Mac and see what's available this morning to listen to when I have breakfast. I like this playlist pretty well because it loads itself, and then all I do is turn it on and listen to what's there. every morning while I'm doing my stretching. Let's see what we got here. Looks like I got Mac OS Ken in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Got a stuffy nose today. I don't know why. I slept good. I got to do some more Christmas shopping today. Online, of course. I hate going to stores. So I do most of my Christmas shopping on Amazon. Get my coffee. I got to do my 100 push-ups workout this morning as well as my stretches. I'm in my third week of that, and it really jumps up in that third week. I did the push-ups for the first 2 weeks, and it wasn't a big deal. And then when I hit the third week, it's like jumps 15 push-ups in one day. Ah, that coffee's hot. I'd probably go and go outside and walk again today, like I did yesterday. I walked for a little over an hour. That's the two routines I want to try to get into, is walking about an hour every day and riding my bike like I'm supposed to, using that training program that I brought up in Beginner Triathlete. It's really like a beginner cycling program, which is an easy way to start. I've got various cycling programs. I've got one of Lance Armstrong's books on cycling programs, and I've got Chris Carmichael's. I've got one of his books. And you got to be a hardcore cyclist just to do the programs, you know. Where with the beginner triathlete, you're starting out at 30 minutes a day instead of, you know, 4 hours or something like that. Plus, those programs are geared for cycling outside, which is a whole lot nicer if you're going on a bike ride to be able to do it outside. But 23 degrees is a little cool for me. I don't know about you. And doing a bike trainer workout, I just couldn't ride, you know, like a 30-mile ride on a bicycle on an indoor trainer. Just to me, I'd go crazy, much less probably just suffer. But today's ride's supposed to be 48 minutes. I think it warms up for about 15 minutes. Then it does, I'll call them intervals. It's not, you know, intense intervals. It's 4 minutes faster and then a 3-minute recovery for, I think about, I don't know how many times. Let me look. I've got it on my calendar. I'll read it to you. One thing about these workouts is they're geared so you're just not sitting there and pedaling. You're doing something. It's a 15-minute warm-up. Then 4 times 4 minutes at 55 to 60 RPM. Recovery is 3 minutes each spinning between sets. Then an easy 5-minute cool-down. So, with 4 minutes at 55 to 65 RPMs, you must have that in one of the higher gears, you know? Because that's pretty slow spinning. So this 23, I think the warmest part of the day is going to be 2 to 3 this afternoon. It's going to be like 38, maybe. So that's probably the time of day I'll go get my walk in, is when it's warmer outside. So if I can do my
bike workout in the morning. That'll work out good. Plus, I got chores to do around here. So, I'll let you go for now. I'm out in the neighborhood getting in my 1 hour walk. Cold day again today, but not like yesterday. Today, it's probably still 38 to 40 degrees, but the wind's not blowing as hard as it was yesterday, and even though it's kind of, what do you call this, cloudy bright, there's clouds out, so it's not just a clear sunny day. It's much more comfortable than yesterday was. I about froze to death yesterday just because of the cutting wind. So this is my second walk on my recovery plan for my hamstring, which I hope works. And I'm walking in the neighborhood. I figured since I'm walking, why drive somewhere when I can just go out in the neighborhood and get in an hour's walk, which will be, I don't walk that fast, so probably be about 3 miles, 3.3 in that range. That seems to be my standard pace, somewhere between 18 and 20 minute pace, because I'm not speed walking or power walking, I'm just walking. Got a frog in my throat today. This is the second portion of my podcast, A Day in My Life, which I'm putting together today for my Lost Trail Runner podcast. And I recorded this morning when I got up, and I'm recording now while I'm walking, and then I'm going to record while I'm riding my bike trainer later on. I originally had planned on riding my bike trainer and then walking, but I just was in the mood to get out and go, so that's what I did. I just decided I'd walk first. And I'm hoping this switch in my training will help my hamstring recover so I can get back to running quicker, because my continuous running, I'm thinking I was going to get better, just didn't work. And I think the cross-country race last Saturday got my attention. Oh, here's a dog. It's a giant puppy. Hey, dog. How you doing? Hi. He thinks he's a killer. He's like, a big black puppy about, good grief. When he gets full grown, he'll probably weigh 120 pounds, 130. He's a moose right now. I don't know what kind of dog he is, but he's staying in his yard and barking occasionally. He doesn't know what to do. So my plan is to do my bike trainer 5 days a week, try to walk an hour each time I walk. I don't know if that'll be every day or 3 or 4 days a week or what, but I'll just take it as it comes. But I figure if I can walk and my hamstring's comfortable, which it is, and my butt muscle doesn't hurt either when I walk, I figure I can get those miles in walking, which should benefit my running. and the cycling should keep my aerobic base up. I also, on the back porch, have a Nordic Track Pro, the cross-country ski machine, and I haven't used it in quite a while, and I think what I'm going to do is put some batteries in the computer on it and maybe start using it, because that cross-country ski machine really gets you all over because you're working your arms and everything, pretty much your whole body when you work out on it. So I may try to get that thing operational again and use it. Because when I used it in the past, it really did work. I've had it for a long, long time. I don't even know if Nordic Track makes cross-country ski machines anymore, because they seem to be into more fitness stuff, like with treadmills and things like that. Well, let's see what kind of pace. I'm averaging 17:59, so right at 18 minutes, like I thought. Something I really have gotten into lately is I bought a bottle of Udo's oil a couple of months ago and used it for a month. And I mean, now that I look back on it, that was when I was running pretty good and feeling good and everything. Then I quit taking it, which is it's an omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9 oil. So I got another bottle of it, actually two bottles, because I got one at half price because it was getting ready to go out of date. But as much as you use it, you know, if you let it sit around, it'd be out of date. But if you go ahead and use it, you're all right. So I started taking it again, and I think it's already making a difference. So if I take that, I eat healthy, I do my walks, and I use my bike trainer, maybe I can get back into the groove and run Disney the way I wanted to. That's my hope. That doesn't mean it'll happen. I do know I'm going to Disney to run the half with my daughter. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm going to have to set another goal as soon as I go down there and do that. I had said earlier that once I finish Disney, I'm going to switch to more tri-training, you know, cross-training, swim, bike, run, get back into that some. Maybe that'll help me injury-wise, so I won't be injured as much. I hear some dogs barking way off in the distance somewhere. Another one of those rambling on podcasts that I don't prepare for. I just go out and start, well, in this case, walking, and whatever happens, happens. I've gone close to 0.7 miles. I'm averaging 18:01 right now. It's a pretty good day for a walk, even though it's cold. Much better than yesterday. Walking through the neighborhood, the streets. Not that many cars out. The English ivy's up the trees, and the leaves of the trees have turned brown and fallen off, which at my house is like a major disaster. I'm buried in leaves. Just ordered I guess you'd call it a machine, to put behind our riding lawnmower that sucks up and mulches leaves. So I'm getting tired of dealing with them. You can spend days raking leaves and then be right back where you started in about 20 minutes when the wind blows. Walking from home saves time too, because I don't have to drive somewhere, park, get out of the car, go walk, come back, get in the car, go home. Probably save a half hour, because the closest two places I would walk would be Mountain Park, which is probably, I'd say, probably three and a half miles from the house. Or Lilburn Park, which is probably a similar distance, maybe a little bit closer. Walk in the neighborhood, just go out the door and walk. I guess the reason I don't do it is I've run so much in the neighborhood that it's just like old, you know? You get tired of it. But then again, I spend a lot of time at Stone Mountain. You'd think that'd get old too. But the good thing about Stone Mountain is there's so many different directions you can run and so many different places you can go that you don't, it's not like you're at the same place every day. Like when I put in my logs, like Daily Mile, I might put, ran the trail at Stone Mountain today. Well, when I say that, it might not be the trail I ran the day before, or a different section of the trail, because I do a lot of out and back and out with a loop in the back, things like that. And then occasionally go all the way around the mountain. And then like last week when my daughter and I ran the long run, we ran on the outside loop and in the inside loop and then around in the front side of the park to get our 12 and a half miles in. But it was like an entirely different course than we've been running. So it's like new. Your bird, it's not frozen. That reminds me, I need to get some more bird seed put out in the front yard. I've got two bird feeders out there and the birds have cleaned them out. I guess it's harder to find food this time of year for them. I don't know. But they hit those bird feeders up. I'll buy like a 10-pound bag and I'll put close to probably three or four in each bird feeder and they'll go through that in no time. Some days when I've been on this particular road, which is called Planner's Row, that I'll be on this road and cyclists will come flying down the hill, so it must be on somebody's list of cycling routes, because it has a little traffic and it cuts through between some main roads, so they can be out of traffic and have a good ride, get some good training back in here. I've got the gear for riding my bike in the winter. It's just a what do you call it, the will to do it. Once you get riding, it's great, but before you start, it's just like, oh, I hate to go out there. Because you feel like you're going to freeze to death, but once you get going, you aren't. You don't. Okay, I'm walking up a hill here, and I can feel my hamstring a little bit. Well, I think what I'm going to do is wrap this particular recording up, and I'll see you when I'm on my bike trainer later, okay? Bye.
You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home.
Oh, oh, Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Come on home.
Here I am once again on my bike trainer. I've got Supperfest Angels on the computer, and I'm doing a warm-up right now. This workout is what's called a climbing workout. Do six and a half minute warm-up, then 10 minutes of what they call over and under, then go into some 8 minute sets of climbing with 4 minute rest in between. And the whole workout is about an hour, but I've combined it with my beginner triathlete training program, so I'm going to be doing 48 minutes. And instead of doing the Sufferfest intervals, actually what I'm going to be doing, since I gave you that whole routine before, is I'm warming up for 15 minutes, then I'm doing four sets of 4 minutes hard with 3 minutes recovery, and then a 10 minute cool down, and that should come out to 48 minutes if I count it right. We'll see. I'm a little bit behind on my bike training program. I'm supposed to be doing 5 days a week, and this will be my third day this week. So I'm more or less easing into it instead of jumping right into it like I'm supposed to. I think my leg's getting a little better. Today, for the first time, when I got up and did my stretches, it didn't bother me as much as it had been. So hopefully I'm on the mend. and maybe in a couple of weeks I'm gonna start running again. But in the meantime, I'm gonna be doing these cycling workouts on my bike trainer and walking. I'll actually be putting in more hours each week of training, but of course the walking intensity is not going to be, you know, that high. So most of my aerobic stuff will be on the bike, but at least to keep my legs moving, right? So that's an update for now. I may get back to you in a little while when I start suffering in the Sufferfest. Well, I did the workout wrong, but it all worked out in the end. I got in, 13.7 miles in 50 minutes, so that's not too bad. It's over a 16 mile per hour pace, and I was just trying to go over 15 for the whole thing, so I think it was 16.4 actually. Okay, so I'm finished with that workout, and I'm going to go see if I can put this into an update and give it out to you. See you later. We've come to the end of another episode of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If you want to get in touch with me to leave comments, you can go on Twitter at twitter.com/losttrailrunner. Or you can leave comments on my blog, losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. You can also send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com. Or you can leave me voicemail on Skype at Lost Trail Runner. And last but not least, you can go to the comment line, which is 206-350-3517, and leave comments. So, until next time, this is Ron signing out. Bye.